Happy Friday. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And we have a fantastic half hour here. We've had a great hour here on In Focus, but now it's time to talk to the Wamego Pyro crew, who are wearing some great shirts, by the way.
Thank you.
That fit this music.
Hey, that is a solid choice.
Oh, great song. Great song. Obviously, this is not a visual medium, so I'll describe it to you. The Pyro Crew, two of the guys here, wearing some pretty cool green shirts. Says Pyro Crew, but in the Top Gun logo. Very nice choice, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you. We had some help designing it this year from a really smart guy, and he thought this one worked, and we agreed.
I love it. Let's introduce who we have here. We have Chris Hoopy, Neil Ebert, and Darren Solden, Wamego Chamber of Commerce. And we're going to talk about Boomtown. It's coming up. It comes by so fast every year. 5 days away.
Five days. That's close.
That is incredibly close. So what do we got in store this year? I think on our Facebook page last week, you guys put out a trailer for the show for this year. And it got a lot of great attention, a lot of great likes. What's new this year?
We have some new effects in the show. We're testing some new types of shells. We've got some change-ups on some of the tunes and just a lot of general tightening of the effects. Each year you throw this stuff into the sky and you expect it to act a certain way, but the truth of the matter is, till you put fire to the fuse, you don't know exactly how it's going to act because it's made, it's built. So we take what happened last year. We really spent a lot of time looking at it and trying to tighten up some of those effects and some of that imagery we were trying to create. And each year we just build on what happened the previous year, try to make it a little bit better, a little more fun.
And that's what's always so amazing about the show is that every year you see it, you're just like, how can they top this? But you find a way to do it every year. Darren, I guess talk about your excitement for this. This is a big thing for Wamego, big thing for really just the region overall, because this is a fireworks show that's not just renowned here in our local area, but I mean, really, you can find people all across the Midwest that know about this fireworks show.
Absolutely. We draw from a very large area, and it's been fun to watch in Wamego. This has turned into Christmas in Wamego. Folks, this is when people come back. This is when they come back and see family. This is when folks that live in other parts of the country come back and visit Wamego. And so 4th of July and Celebrate Freedom in Wamego does draw from a large area, but it's also something that's for the whole family. So we've got activities. You know, there's the incredible fireworks show in the evening, but on the 4th, there's the carnival, there's a car show, there's the documentary Boomtown playing in the Columbian Theater. We've got the parade, 147 years worth of Independence Day parades in Wamego. So the parade at 6 o'clock in the evening, and then, of course, fireworks at 10. And before that, we've got a concert going on down there at the rec complex where the fireworks are shot off. So folks can come out, enjoy the day, enjoy the parade, grab them something to eat. There'll be plenty of concessions and local restaurants that are open, food trucks as well. Grab something to eat, go scope out a spot down there at the complex for the fireworks, and listen to some great music.
And, of course, give yourself plenty of time to get there because, like, this gets – what are some of those numbers, Darren, on how many people are usually there in Wamego for this show?
I'd say it's fair to say many tens of thousands. So, you know, Wamego's a town of a little bit over 5,000, and I'd say it's pretty fair to say we're going 7, 8, 10 times that on a day like the 4th of July. So it's get there early, scope out your spot, enjoy the day, but definitely bring the whole family. And check out visitwamego.com. That's really the place to go for the full schedule, every activity that's going on, all the details about where you can park, what to bring, what not to bring. There are shuttles. If you're coming from the Manhattan direction, check out our shuttles and our shuttle schedule starting at 4 o'clock on the 4th. You can park out on the west side of town at the high school football field or up at Wamego Middle School off of Caw Valley Road and ride a shuttle down to the part of town where the fireworks are. So that simplifies things a little bit if you're coming from the west, coming from Manhattan or Fort Riley or Junction City.
We're talking Boomtown in Wamego, again, just 5 days away. Wanted to greatest fireworks shows you'll probably ever see. And Chris, Neil, two guys from the Pyro Crew wearing their awesome Top Gun themed Pyro Crew shirts. Neil, talk about your experience with this show and maybe tell us a little bit about the number of fireworks seen in this show. I mean, it's always impressive.
Yeah, well, we work awfully hard to put together a great soundtrack every year, and then we set our fireworks to music. And so they're all choreographed, and so we encourage everyone to bring a radio and make sure they're playing it on B104.7, because you'll really understand what we're trying to do and take you on a journey. We call it a pyro musical, so that everything's set to the music and it looks good, and that you'll understand what the journey we were trying to take you on. As far as number effects, we actually don't count. It's been a long time, and it would... You know, we can tell you about how many ignition points we have and any given time, but as far as number of effects, that's one of those things that's really hard to do.
Lost count.
Yeah, we did lose count a long time ago, but it's a lot. It's a lot. How about that?
And speaking of that soundtrack, I think, I don't know if last year was the first year you had this piece of music in the soundtrack, but my ears perked up when you had that Captain America music
right
in there from the Marvel movies.
Sure.
As a geek, I love that.
Yeah.
That was great.
Well, we try to throw as much patriotic stuff as we can, because we're obviously, this is all about honoring America and people who have given so much to make America what it is, and our soldiers. And so even though it's we've got a lot of music in it, we still are sure to always keep a patriotic piece to it.
Yeah, nice pickup on Captain America, and we're going to shoot to that one again this year, because that is a solid play.
Oh, that's great music.
You bet.
Some great music. And Chris, both of you have been making the rounds on various stations all morning talking about Boomtown. Chris, if you could tell us a little bit more about just what it takes to put this on, because it takes a lot of folks with the pyro crew to put this together, and I think it's a lot of volunteer help.
It's total volunteer help, and that's the piece that makes it amazing. Everyone's all in and rolling out a sacrifice of their time to now allow others to come in and enjoy this with them in our community, and that's the cool part. That's the humbling part. You know, we have 31 people involved in the production of just the fireworks show element, but there are many more hundred people involved in the overall event in Wamego, and without every one of them contributing, this wouldn't be possible. And I know we can't bring all 31 of the pyro crew volunteers into this studio, but they all should be here to talk about their commitment and their time investment and their enjoyment and being able to bring this to the people. One of the neat things is this show is supported by so many donors, large and small, hundreds of donors who just feel that compelled to give a little bit of money so this can continue. And those financial gifts enable us to keep doing this for them and for all around the region and the country who choose to come.
And Chris, tell us a little bit about your experience with the Pyro Crew, how many years you've been a part of it, what got you involved?
It started 20 years ago for me. And Mike Swanson, another resident, and I who grew up in town as kids, watched our dads as members of the Chamber of Commerce help light this show when it was done by the city fathers. And Mike and I had chatted at one time and said, boy, we could maybe take this on one day, and had a dream to make it into something amazing. And it's become much more amazing than we dreamed, certainly. And that's because of all the other people who have come on board with us and brought their energy and creativity and ideas to this show and this program. You know, for me, it's just I try to get out of the way of all of their good, brilliant thought processes and let them come together. And a lot of synergy is created that does some amazing things in our small town that you wouldn't think you would see. And, you know, my role is to try to coordinate that and just make sure the details are covered in some aspects so that magic can happen.
And Neil, tell us, is this your first year, second year? How long have you been involved?
This will be my 10th year. I got involved a little later, but once we moved to the new site, Chris and the guys used to shoot it down at the old city park, but the trees got so tall there that no one could see it from the park anymore. So we moved out to the sports complex, and I've been out there ever since. And I've witnessed a lot. I went from watching this show being a primarily hand-fired show with some electronics to now we shoot electronically from over 75 sites on our 200,000 square foot shooting area. And so we've got a lot of different fireworks shows now that sort of coordinate together, as opposed to, you know, at one show. It's almost like we shoot a bunch of shows and coordinate them all together because we're shooting from such a large, expansive site.
Talking about Boomtown, the Wamego Fireworks Show, and really extravaganza Wednesday, 5 days away on the 4th of July. And let's go back to Darren Solden, Wamego Chamber of Commerce. Darren, you're talking about the documentary that is about Boomtown, called Boomtown. I think this would be, what was that, 2 or 3 years ago that was released?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, something like that.
And, third year, I believe.
And it really goes over to evolution of this show. And Darren, you've been around just watching how this has become such a key event, not just a 4th of July event, but really one of the big events of the year in this region.
It has, and yeah, it's fun to go back and look at that documentary, and it's playing at 1 and 2 o'clock on the afternoon of the 4th down at the Columbian Theater downtown, so encourage folks to take a chance to get out of the heat for a little bit. I know the Columbian will have some refreshments set up in there as well that you can purchase too, so step in there, watch the documentary, learn a little bit more about kind of the process behind this whole show, learn about the community engagement piece. I think that's what's really interesting for a lot of folks, and you know, it's a community effort. It really is. And as you mentioned, Chris said that, you know, lots of volunteers on the pyro crew end. We've got a significant number of volunteers on the community end that are everything from helping people park to helping with the parade to making sure that manning information booths, making sure that everyone's experience when they come to Wamego on the 4th of July is as good as we can possibly make it. Lots of signage, lots of volunteers. And so that's really what we're all about from our end, making sure that this is a great experience for folks, that they can come out with the whole family. Everyone's going to find something that they're going to have fun with. Everyone's going to have a chance to get some good food along the way and enjoy the day and really make a full day of it. So it's important that you show up early, and we'd really encourage folks to get out there in plenty of time, enjoy the parade, enjoy a lot of the other activities going on, and make a day of it.
Well, Wamego definitely knows how to make an event, make the town totally feel alive, whether it's Oktoberfest, Boomtown fireworks show. You hear that, right? Like, you hear people talking about, like, oh, just the town was alive. I'm telling you, it is legit. Everybody's walking around, just the whole town. It just has an incredible vibe to it.
There's a buzz. I mean, there's an buzz, energy, yes, that's in the air that starts to thicken, and it's starting to happen right now. You can feel that juice on the street, in the region, around the town, and it just keeps accelerating and growing right up to the pinnacle on the 4th, and it's palpable.
I'm feeling it right now. Hey, I'm feeling the buzz.
We kick off tonight, so Carnival gets started tonight. It's all set up and ready to go right down in downtown Wamego, so off of 5th Street. And so we'd encourage folks to come out. It'll be a great weekend to enjoy the Carnival, and that'll be running all the way through the evening of the 4th.
Let's go ahead and take our last break of the hour. We'll come back and talk more about Boomtown with the Pyro Crew, also Darren Solden, Wamego Chamber of Commerce, right here on InFocus on News Radio KMAN.